This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy won his re-election, becoming the first governor in the state since 1998 to win back-to-back terms. The governor received over 50% of the vote after final tallies were released Wednesday. According to NASA, the month of November brought a new round of explosions, volcanic tremors, gas, and ash emissions to the Cengay volcano in Ecuador. The Ecuadorian Geophysical Institute reports that ash and gas plumes from Cengay were observed daily from November 1st to the 8th and were sent over a mile into the air. Ash has covered 7 square miles of crops, affecting thousands of farmers and ranchers in the region. Russia continues to terrorize Ukrainians, killing civilians with their missiles fired into the country they invaded a year ago, come February. Compounding the hardship of winter for millions, Russia has been firing missiles from afar on Ukraine's energy grid Wednesday, denying cities of power, water, and public transportation. President Zelensky instructed Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations to request an urgent Security Council meeting. For obvious reasons, cooking fires on Thanksgiving happens more often than any other day of the year. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau explains.
Fire officials want to remind you that Thanksgiving is the biggest day of the year for cooking fires. That's why they're offering tips to help keep families safe this week. Officials say keep your eyes on your cooking equipment and keep young kids out of the kitchen. Turkey fryers should be placed on a level surface and at least 10 to 15 feet away from any structures. Fire officials also suggest making sure you know where your fire extinguisher is before Thanksgiving. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
China's communist government locked down more areas Thursday as daily COVID-19 cases rise. 6.6 million people in the central city of Zhengzhou are affected by a 5-day stay-at-home order, including the area where Apple's main iPhone factory is located. NASA lost control with the uncrewed Orion moon capsule early Wednesday morning for reasons that remain unclear. The mission has been performing well since launching on NASA's Artemis 1 mission. It happened while reconfiguring a link between the capsule and the Deep Space Network, the set of radio dishes that NASA uses to talk to spacecraft. After some adjustments here on Earth, communications have been resumed. The Macy's Day Parade in New York City is getting military-level protection this year. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
New York City police say, as of now, there are no credible or specific threats to any events in the city this Thanksgiving holiday. However, the chief of the Counterterrorism Bureau, Martine Matarazzo, announced that her unit will deploy its full assets at Thursday's Macy's Parade.
Including, but not limited to, heavy weapons teams, explosive detection canines, our bomb squad, radiological and chemical sensors, counter-surveillance teams, drone detection and mitigation, sand trucks and blocker vehicles, and additional cameras have been installed along the parade route.
Gobble, gobble, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Thanksgiving is this week, and as Americans gather around the table to feast and fellowship, we at the Tide Ministry are not only grateful for the amenities we have here in America, but also for the continued ability to share the gospel through radio broadcasts around the world. Many of the places where the Tide Ministry broadcasts are heard don't have access to some of the basic amenities we have here. But thanks to our radio broadcasts in their own native languages, they are able to hear the good news and know that Jesus Christ loves them enough to die for them and grant them new life. It's inspiring and convicting to see how many value their hope in Christ more than anything else. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check out BillMartinezShow.com. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to Dr. Alveda King. She is the chairman of the Center for the American Dream at America First Policy Institute, and she is the evangelist and founder of Speak for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Bill, and to all your listeners and your social media viewers. Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, you think about what other nation in the world today pauses for a day of thanksgiving and gratitude for our God, our family, our friends, our country, and our leaders, Dr. King?
Bill, Thanksgiving, as we know it, is a unique American holiday. And is celebrated in so many ways. Our country, which is also known as the melting pot of the world, and that's appropriate as well. My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., put it this way. We may have come over on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. Mm. So here we are in 2022.
Amen.
With all the hurts and the pains, and some people have had very deep losses, even during very recently, from COVID or other things that are happening. However, Bill, I want to remind you and everyone, I'm reminding myself, the words of my grandfather, mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Sr., thank God for what we have left.
Amen. Yeah, God's mercies are new every morning, Alveda. And, and this is a God that loves us so much.
Yes.
And it's hard to get our brain around to when you think about it, that he loves us so much that he sent his son to pay the price that we would be eternally secure. I mean,
yes.
You know, just thinking on that, you know, just brings tears to my eyes. I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At our church, I'm at the Leaders Bible Christian Church, been there since 1987. Pastor McNair Sr. and his wife Anna passed away, and now his son is the leader. And every year about this time, he says, okay, it's time to do that list. 50 things that you are thankful for, people, places, and things. And, Bill, I'm glad for you and that you're on the airway and you're encouraging and bringing truth to people. So I'm going to put you on my list, my thankful list.
Wow! I'll say that's the blessing. You always bless me, Alveda, and you know from day one. I mean, what our friendship? I think we've been joined at the hip for at least 10 years, anyway. And I just am always, and our audience is always encouraged because of the spirit that you bring to the conversation. As you say, right now, it is tough.
stuff in this country, as divided as it is. But what unites us, as you say, it's the one blood. It's the fact that we're made in the image of God, that we serve an almighty God, that we serve. And you can. You may say, hey, today I'm not serving God. Well, guess what? He says, come. I love you. You can come and serve me, and you can feast at the banquet table, a true Thanksgiving banquet table that is beyond everything that you could experience on this plane, right?
Now, there are so many beautiful songs, Bill, about come just as you are, just as I am, to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. So we come just like we are. We cannot clean ourselves up. We can't fix ourselves to make God love us or want us. He already does. Jesus Christ has been born, lived and ministered in the earth, died on the cross at Calvary, went to hell and defeated Satan, rose again, and he's our high priest. All that is done. But the beautiful thing is when we come just as we are, we don't stay that way. Because Christ comes into our heart, Holy Spirit becomes our comforter and guide. God is our Father. So we are constantly transformed into that new creature, that new creation. So we can come just as we are with the expectation that we will grow into that beautiful person that God desires us to be. That's a promise, and it does happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want our audience to really get their heart around what you just shared. You know, for some people that may be hearing this for the first time, or you may just say, Bill, Alveda, you know, I've heard this before, but I've never quite been able to realize it. The reason that Dr. King and I so passionately agree, because we have realized firsthand in our own lives this transformation that you're talking about. And it is available by coming just as you are, where you are. And right now, it could be that appointed time. You know, Dr. King, you and I have talked about this before. Is that appointed time that God ordains?
It's the transformation of the inner man. It's called the hidden man of the heart. And so, ladies, if you're listening, or little children, oh, they're just talking about the men, the man. No, the human, H-U-M-A-N. Every woman, every man, every child. And that hidden man that is being born in Christ and growing in Christ, that is our goal. And it's just so absolutely real, possible, beautiful. And now that we're dealing with Thanksgiving and then Christmas is coming and the new year, and you think about, as I say, Bill is now on my list of things and people, places, and things I'm thankful for. I'll say friends, but sometimes I'll call out a name of a friend. So right now, if someone's listening and you feel alone, you feel hopeless, you've lost everything, the things that are most precious to you, whether that be a loved one or money or a home or your health, there are so many things that we can lose. However, you are still loved. You are still here. God loves you. And I can really say genuinely, and Bill can too, if you're listening to us, we love you. Because Jesus loves us. That is absolutely true. It's real. Somebody would say you can take that to the bank.
You know, Alveda, you're spot on. I mean, yes, you can take that to the bank, because we serve a God who is loving and merciful, whose mercies are new every morning. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he?
He actually is. And there again, I keep thinking about those who are a little down or very down, and some horrible things do happen. Mm-hmm. However, in the midst of that, the glory of God is still with us. So I can only encourage you. I've got some things now, some people who've lost loved ones and just different things that are going on. We're preparing for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, during this season. I do have a new show out from Alveda King's house. It's the last show of this season. We do six every season, and that's on Fox News. Uh-huh. And we kind of talked about healing on this particular one. It'll be out during all of December, just healing, touching. Mm-hmm. And we talked very honestly about some hurts and pains and things like that. But during this time, just hold on. And God, just try to remember, you are love. You are love. You are love.
Exactly.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Alveda King on this special Thanksgiving presentation. Alveda, as you were just sharing that, you know, there is a lot of pain here in River City, but the healer is also around and abounding. and that we're hearing constantly of miracles, things of the impossible. People are saying to me, Alveda, Bill, this is impossible. The only way this could have happened is because of God. It's like, you know, the best Christmas gift, the best gift that I could ever have, and they just feel so much weight taken off their shoulders, taken off their chest. They tell me, you know, Bill, I can breathe again. You know, and this is the healing God who wants us to flourish and live an abundant life, and to realize the full benefit of the relationship that He offers us, right?
Bill, it's amazing how much a word that is kind, the human touch, the just being around someone with an encouraging word, all of that does help. Sometimes people look at me, well, your prayers don't work. It's not working. And then I just stop, touch their hand, or maybe take their face in my hand, depending on how well I know them, or just a genuine smile and say, you are here, I'm here. It's back to Daddy King. Thank God for what we have left. My grandfather would say that in the midst of the most tremendous pain that anybody could bear.
Yes.
Physical pain, loss of his wife and his son, so many things. And yet we continue to just love and believe. Faith, hope, and love. This is a season for that.
Yes.
So I really want to encourage people, spending a whole lot of money, and the economy is kind of tight, and that's hard to do anyway. But all of those things, you know, just spend you. Give you. Share you.
Yes.
And let God keep refilling you. Because the more we pour out, God pours back into us. And that's how that works.
Wow. It's like God never, this is the thing, God never runs out. And some people kind of think that, but no, God is infinite. He never runs out, exactly just as you said, right?
He never runs out, never gives up. And my Christmas album, I'm sending it out again this season, Merry Christmas.
Oh, good.
Oh, Holy Night, and a couple of the Merry Christmas songs, and an instrumental. So just sing songs during Thanksgiving, give thanks, and thank the Lord. Christmas, love each other. New Year, do what I'm doing. Repent and say, don't let me do again this next year what I did this year. I'm sorry, Lord. Make it better. Make me better. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what brings revival, is repentance. It starts with repentance. And I know I hear often, Alveda, people saying, I'm praying for revival. I said, well, we need to pray for repentance first. We need to come and realize and humble ourselves and appreciate that God is God. He's on the throne. He's fully in control. I can understand some people freaking out because the midterm elections didn't turn out the way they expected. But you know what? We don't serve a political party. We serve an almighty God. And as you were saying earlier, Alveda, it kind of reminds me of Danny Gokey's song that he says, you just haven't seen it yet. You know, that is, you know, our faith, right? Where, you know, faith is that which we hope for and we long for. And who puts that idea in us? That's the thing I say, God, you gave me this idea and you're calling me to hope and have faith for that. And I will, but I'm going to tell you, because, you know, just being honest and being real is sometimes it's hard to hold on to hope, isn't it?
It can be hard to hold on to hope. But that's where, you know, the every cloud has a silver lining and all of that. People were saying we did not get a red wave.
Right.
Well, something good really did happen. And I'm not making fun of Nancy Pelosi, because I really do pray for her. I pray for everybody, for all of us, so that we can have peaceful life. So it's no mean spirit. But now she's retired and she's going to sit down somewhere. And so that in itself is a victory. 200 school board seats. Went back to concerned parents who love their children. That is phenomenal. We've got some strong governors who were elected and some other seats that came back to us. So not worshiping politics, just mentioning that it was not a wash and it was not a loss.
Right.
But we learned a lesson, not a loss.
Exactly.
But we're not depending on politics. We are
Amen.
Still trusting and believing God.
Yeah, and look what happened even before the midterms. People are saying the reversal of Roe v. Wade, and I think that's a misapplication of the word. It wasn't a reversal; it was a return of that decision, the Dobbs decision, back to the states. It was an act. Go ahead.
To the states and the people of the United States, it came back to we the people, and had
yes.
We examine our hearts and our actions and our deeds. And I think that's just good. God is faithful.
It was a decision for life. And now here is the opportunity for churches to step up, you know, people to come alongside women who are in crisis, to offer them something than, hey, give me $500 and I'll take care of that problem. No, it's not a problem. It is a blessing. And we're willing to come alongside en masse. And this is what's happening. Abortion clinics are closing, Alveda, as you know, and you've reported yourself on. And guess what's rising up? Care centers, facilities that choose life, that want to come alongside these women in a crisis. And not only the women, but we've been, you know, reporting that they're helping men out as well, because you've got to help the entire family. So it is the mother, it's the child, the father. They all need help in this moment of crisis. And God bless them for choosing life.
Amen. And as we continue to do that, then we're going to find that people will begin to hear and listen and come back to God. I'm not going to repeat what the story was, but I heard a very shocking thing that happened a few days ago. And it was very terrible. Some friends did something terrible to a friend, and all of that was bad. And I was just restless, and just my heart was broken. And I looked in the Bible, and I prayed with some friends this morning, and I said that I'm going to do what I'm saying to everybody else. I'm going to tell you that my heart is broken. I ask you to speak into my heart and touch me, Lord, and mend it, and give me the sense to go out and do something good for others. So when we give to others and we pour into others, even our brokenness can be mended. We saw that with Christ. When
Amen.
He was at his lowest, he went out and healed people. That's what he did.
Alveda, I want to bless you with a prayer from a 15-year-old school kid in a public school in Minnesota. He says, now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule, for this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can't elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's appropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess, when chaos reigns. The school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen.
Oh,
he got an A. He got an A+ for that prayer, Alveda.
That's incredible, and he should. Thank you.
That's
the big prayer right there. Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
And our prayer in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Amen. Dr. Alveda King has been with us. Alveda, I just wish you the best for this season. You know, Thanksgiving is the condition. It is the first wade into God's love and mercy, and it opens us up to accept the baby Jesus who's just around the corner, coming soon and very soon, right?
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. I thank God for this show, Bill. I thank God for all your listeners and viewers. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. There's still time to shop last-minute gifts with Amazon Layaway. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, lock in the best deals with just 20% down and pay the rest over time. No credit check required. From presents and stocking stuffers to toys and gifts for your pet, there's something on Amazon Layaway for every shopper. Shop top categories like electronics, PCs, home entertainment, apparel, Amazon devices, and more. With Amazon Layaway, you can now lock in the price of deals and pay in installments without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Pay off in advance to receive your items by December 25th or cancel any time for a full refund. Reserve your favorite holiday gifts at Amazon.com/layaway and check the reserve with layaway box in your cart or at checkout. Once your items are reserved, they're locked in and the prices of your items never go up. Shop smart this holiday season with Amazon Layaway. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Communist China has announced its highest number of daily COVID cases since the pandemic began, despite measures designed to eliminate the virus. There are outbreaks in several major cities, including the capital Beijing and southern trade hub Guangzhou. On Wednesday, the country recorded just about 32,000 cases. Georgia's Supreme Court ordered Wednesday the 2019 abortion law that restricts the procedure once a doctor can detect a heartbeat will be back in effect during the legal process, as no appeal has been filed. 10 days after four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in their rooms, police said Wednesday they still have not identified a suspect or found a murder weapon, and they continue asking for tips and surveillance video from the area. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Richard Pickering is with us, the Deputy Executive Director of Plymouth Tech Texas Museums and Chief Historian. Wow, what a treat. Hey, Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited, and you know, to have the official chief historian of Plymouth here with us. This is awesome because this is my favorite time of year and always one of my favorite interviews when we get to talk about the seedlings of this democratic republic, this great American idea. And we're always grateful to be reminded of the rich history that you have to share with us.
Exactly. It's a very important story, and that by looking backward at those Americans who came before us, we can learn where we need to go.
Well, without a doubt, it's been said that those that forget their past lose their legacy. And their future is compromised. This is why this is so critical to hear, this about this history. As we said, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And of course, everybody's scrambling to supermarkets for turkeys, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie,
yeah.
And, right? All that good stuff, getting ready for the holidays. And Richard, we're so grateful that you, as the Deputy Executive Director of Plymouth Patuxent Museums and the Chief Historian, are here live from Plymouth, Mass, with the dramatic story of how the American holiday got started. So break it down for us.
Bill, I'm standing 2 miles off the site of the original Thanksgiving. And to be on this particular ground and thinking back 402 years ago, that there were 52 English men, women, and children who survived the first winter, and 90 native men with Massasoit, and there might have even been more native people, because the one description tells us Massasoit is 90 men amongst others. So imagine the human portrait, and they're together for 3 days, feasting, playing sports, military demonstrations, and what always astounds me is they couldn't speak to one another. There were a handful of Wampanoag men who knew English. At this point, none of the English spoke Wampanoag. That would take a few more years, but they were able to get along, and we need to think of them as people reaching towards one another to stabilize each other. The Mayflower passengers, half of them died in 2.5 months. The Wampanoag people had experienced an epidemic between 1616 and 1618 that took 70% of their number.
Oh, wow.
So when Massasoit comes to the English, he's looking for their technology to stabilize him in a world where the power structures are shifting and his people are no longer sovereign. For the English, they're looking for access to native technology, life ways, and to trade.
Well, and here it is. You know, Richard, what impresses me is two things. First of all, you must have this sense you're on hallowed ground there, you know, so close to where it all began, number one. Number two is that, you know, for these disparate people to come together, not even having language in common, but having life in common. You have this sense that this is God sanctified, God ordained, his hand was all over this.
You know, Bill, the fact that the archaeology that we've been doing with the University of Massachusetts, Boston, is showing that even after the English were present, Wampanoag people were living just a foot and a half away from them after the wall went up around the town. And that is showing that the wall was not against Wampanoag people. It was against a common enemy, and that Wampanoag could have come in for security. And in looking backward, we need to learn that it was not always a story of conflict, a story of failure. And I think it's one of those moments where we need to look at how hard people were working to get along.
Exactly.
And, you know, we haven't talked about that important anniversary. This year is the 400th anniversary of the publication of the Mayflower Compact. Within a year and a half, the Pilgrims saw it into print in London. And we can learn from their example of constitutional practice, civility, community building, safe transfer of power, the supremacy of the rule of law. There is so much we can learn by looking back at this story.
Exactly. Why is Plymouth, Mass, America's hometown?
Well, we're the oldest town in New England and one of the oldest towns in the nation. And I think that's why we have this hometown quality for everybody.
You know, Richard, as you lay out this this humble beginnings of our history and how important it was and how these people were able to come together and realize what they had in common was life. You know, the Jewish people would say L'chaim, but essentially it's the same thing. I mean, when you're promoting life, it's amazing how that unifies groups regardless of language, color, or creed.
Exactly.
Wow. Amazing. How is the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth emotionally America's first Thanksgiving, even though there were ancient Native American Thanksgivings and Thanksgiving rituals in other colonies?
Well, Bill, you know, there are older events, but they were unknown, so that now they're part of the strands of giving thanks within our nation and seeing those multiple impulses to be thankful. But the holiday, the national holiday, has its beginnings here in New England practice. And after 1840, when a pamphlet was discovered describing the first Thanksgiving that Edward Winslow had written, that's when the holiday became connected specifically with the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag. And So we really are the heart. I've been with the museum 40 years, Bill. I started out as a pilgrim role player, and now I'm the chief historian.
Wow.
And I host the Thanksgiving dinners, and people tell me that being in Plymouth on a Thanksgiving is on their bucket list. And there was one Thanksgiving, I was hosting a dinner with a 98-year-old woman who had always wanted to be in Plymouth. And I was able to tell the entire room of diners before she entered, and they all stood up and applauded her. They were grateful to be part of her joy.
Exactly. You know, and you're exactly right. You know, Richard, every time I speak with, you know, a spokesman regarding this annual event, I keep saying, okay, next year, next year. And I really need it this time. I mean, next year, it's just amazing how quick this year has come upon us. And when I started getting notices that you were coming on the show, I said, you know, so a little disappointment, but I share in that that desire of everybody else that has, you know, coming to Plymouth, one Thanksgiving on their bucket list. Richard Pickering is the Deputy Executive Director of Plymouth Pentuxet Museums and Chief Historian, and we're honored to have him here on the show to give us more of the history. What is the number one question? Is there a recurring question that comes up from people who come to Plymouth and enjoy their first Thanksgiving, Richard? What do they ask?
If they haven't seen Plymouth Rock, they want to see that. They want to be where tradition says the pilgrims landed from Mayflower.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them want to board the Mayflower and be on the decks of a ship that gives them that experience of being where those original passengers were. People just want to have that moment where they feel like they're standing in the past and getting insight about other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So where can we come, and what do we do, and how do we get all the details to visit Plymouth?
The best way to discover Plymouth is through the website theplymouth.com. That will give everyone the background they need about our region, the museums, the attractions, the restaurants, the hotels. Everything is right there. It's one-stop shopping for learning about Plymouth.
Richard Pickering, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Can I say that to you early? Is that all right?
Happy Thanksgiving. And right back at you is a blessing, Bill. Thank you for being you.
Absolutely. Hey, congratulations on 400 years. This is the year. All right, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Happy Thanksgiving. We've got the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, joins us now. Hey, Ted, all the best for you for this holiday season as we kick off a season of thankfulness and gratefulness, right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, the key verse, the only verse in the Bible that says what God's will for you is, and you know it, but it's... Thessalonians 5:16-18, pray, you know, rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. So with our children, we want them to be happy, we want them to talk to us, and we want them to be thankful, to have an attitude of gratitude, and that's what God says he wants us to have. And Bill, it's not always easy because, you know, Lily's gone and most of my children are off with the in-laws, which I told them they should do because I love the in-laws. And somebody yesterday said that's rare. But I want them to go off. I want them to be with the in-laws because I see them more often. And, you know, Lily's gone. So that's what you do. I hear that it gets better after you go to heaven to join her.
Yes. But meanwhile, I want you to know, Dr. Ted, I'm thankful for you. You have been, you know, such an encouragement to me and to our audience. You know, all the great work you've been doing with Movie Guide, how you've been standing in the gap, you know, for, you know, family of faith that are looking, you know, looking for your counsel on these, you know, on these movies, things that are impacting our culture today and now more than ever. And I know that 20 years ago when you and Lily were, you know, looking at this, and you thought, God, would we be here? And here we are today. And it's just... it's chaotic, it's madness, but, you know, what gives me peace here is knowing that God's still on the throne, that this isn't happening without God's awareness, right?
Right, and God raises up his people to do his job. It's always him, so it's never us. It's always part of what he does. But, I had the former head of Disney, who's a Christian, actually, come and teach the class this week, And 10 minutes into his talk, he said, every executive has got to read the report to the entertainment industry. It tells us what we're going to do and how we should do it. And everybody should go to the gala. It was almost like he was hired to be a commercial, but he did a great job teaching and everybody was appreciative. But remember, the power and strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God. It's he who gives you the ability to do anything to produce wealth. Deuteronomy 8, 17 to 18. So we can't say to ourselves that it's us. It's always God.
Yeah. I like in that verse, too, there that God puts us in a position to where wealth pursues us. It's like surfing. You know, you can't get you can't get behind the wave or alongside the wave. God puts you right in front of the wave, so that energy, that natural energy from the ocean, carries you. It's the same way when you are prosperous. It's God placing you in that position to where prosperity comes upon you, like that big wave that you love to ride on. You know, for those of us who grew up on the ocean and on surfboards. Speaking of Disney. Let's talk about Bob Iger's return as the CEO. Could this mean a return to family content?
It may be a little bit. The person before Bob Iger is the person who spoke, and he grew up in the Congregational Church. And, of course, everybody that was working there at one point grew up at the church, so there was a big difference. And a big difference between Walt's day, and he wanted to return because there was a down period during the late 70s, early 80s, where they had the Black Cauldron, the black hole, everything was black. And then when he took over, he wanted to return Walt's signature. So he was the one who started doing the signature, starting getting rid of the R-rated Hollywood Pictures and, you know, the other company that they had spread into, and started to make it focused on family films and family entertainment. And of course, you want the backstory. If you want the backstory,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What he says is when every executive who came to Disney had to go to the park and dress as one of the characters, Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or whatever, and spend the day. Mm-hmm. Interacting with the people. And I mean, this is a very good policy. You know, I worked for NASA and they put me through the ropes before I became a research engineer. And it's a very good policy. But Bob, who is a great businessman, never did that. He never wanted to be embarrassed by putting a costume on. And in one way, he's a businessman. He understands that the policies that we're going, that Iger understands what the problems are. Whether he's going to fix it, I don't know. You know, he's donated a lot to liberal causes, and he was on President Trump's committee. So, you know, he's sort of straddling the fence, and he understands that he's following, the wind, putting his finger up in the air and trying to find out where the wind is coming. And that's not as stupid as Bob Chapek, who made a lot of mistakes, but it's not like he's going to solve all of our problems. Don't think of him as being the instantaneous solution, because he is not. In fact, when I met with him at Disney, he was, the other people always took time because they were concerned about the church. Mm-hmm. He didn't take any time because he wasn't concerned at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. A movie that's coming out.
I threw you a...
No, not at all, Ted. I understand this. When you're talking about corporate culture, it takes a while, to move that boat around. And as lost, in my humble opinion, as I believe Disney had gotten, I mean, where they've lost billions of dollars for their stockholders because of some of the decisions that they've made, that means that they've got personnel. And I know that Iger's talking about some changes, but like all things that are transformative, It has to go through a process. Anyway, I want to talk about a movie that's coming out this week. Well, it's coming out now. It's now available. And that's Devotion, which, this is a great movie. I really like what they've done here. What do you say?
Well, it's based on a true story. And, of course, the book is very Christian. And the two men were very Christian. the movie has taken out a lot of the Christianity. There's a little bit of it, but you have Christian aspects of it. But it's about the first African-American Navy fighter pilot, Jesse Brown. Everybody's told him all his life that he could never do this because of his skin color. Mm-hmm. And he fought in the Korean War, but they team him up with a white fighter pilot from the South. And actually, they got along well. They became each other's wingmen, and they had a lot of victories. And that, it's just all of the problems of being the first. It's like Jackie Robinson, my friend who had just come and taught from Disney, had made the Jackie Robinson story, which was just a great story. So, this is a tremendous story. I wish it was a little more Christian. Now, remember, it's got foul language in it. Of course, because it's the Korean War, it's got a little bit of violence and a little bit of sex. It's fairly clean, mm-hmm. and it's very entertaining, mm-hmm. and it's worth watching.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you'll be surprised, a little cameo from Liz Taylor there. Like you said, it's all true. It's almost like certain parts of it, seem like, like Forrest Gump, Forrest Gump-like in terms of, just being at that point in history and to be able to experience it. And of course, we get to enjoy it. It is called Devotion. And, I like the movie, but I appreciate the caution. You're exactly right. There is some language and things there. Speaking of the holidays here, of course, 'tis the season for A Christmas Story, right?
Well, a lot of people, almost everybody loves A Christmas Story. The 1983 classic. It's got a lot of little edginess in it. It's funny. There's some scatological moments like bathroom humor and stuff like that. But, now it's back. And it's very interesting because it's years later, Peter Billingsley returns, not as a little boy. He returns as an adult, Ralphie, and he loses his father. He decides to go up to his mother with his family and do the best Christmas ever to honor his father's memory. And if a movie tells you that the guy has to go back to do the best Christmas ever, there's going to be a lot of problems. So there's a tremendous amount of pratfalls and problems. It's not necessarily the greatest movie, but it's very entertaining and it's heartfelt and it's funny. And it's got a few Christian references like Silent Night, which I love. So there's a lot of good stuff. There's also a scene in a bar where people are drinking beer and whiskey, and it has foul language. So a little bit, not a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'd say there's a slight caution because I look at the cognitive development of children, and I'd say most families are going to enjoy Christmas Story Christmas. That's
yes,
a long time.
Exactly.
A lot. They're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, little Ralphie, grown up, so it should be all kinds of fun. A minute left here, just real quick. We talked about it last week, is The Chosen, which is now available, season 3 out there. Evie and I had a chance to go on the teal carpet and interview Jonathan and Elizabeth, the characters of The Chosen, and what a great season that they have in store for us, Ted. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, as always, for being with us. The founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Take care, my friend.
Have a great and wonderful day. God bless you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.